The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's fun to kind of see culture intersect with religion and faith and politics. Got a little bit of everything here at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. And one of my top wishes was to visit with the founder and CEO of PureFlix. Michael Scott has produced over 40 movies. He's helped PureFlix become the player in this space of faith and family streaming services in the world. PureFlix has recently had some great news with a big merger. Michael Scott, founder and CEO of PureFlix, it's great to have you here on the Mike Gallagher Show. How are you?
Thank you. It's awesome to be here, Mike. I appreciate it. It's been great to be here at the National Religious Broadcast for the whole week, all the festivities and everything. It's been wonderful.
Well, and of course, everybody loves PureFlix because you guys, and we were talking about the evolution of Christian movies. And my buddy Tom Traddup, who's one of the executives here at Salem, he and I were talking about how Christian movies have come a long way from the day that you founded PureFlix. But he pointed out, you know, we had silent movies, then we had grainy black and white movies, then we had color, then we had Technicolor, then we had 3D, now we got surround.
And then we had Christian.
Let's talk about the evolution of the Christian movie.
Well, I think there's this perception, and it's true, when something starts at the beginning, it's not where it's going to end, right? And a lot of perception was taking place then. They're a little bit cheesy. The production value is not good. The storytelling, the acting. And some people wrote it off at that time, you know. But it has radically changed over the last 20 years. I liken it a lot to where Christian music was when it started in the 80s. It was kind of, you know, worship music was kind of one note. It was the whole thing, right? And now you look at it, it's got different genres, different everything, you know, and it's got all types of different bands, and the quality's gone up so much. And I think we've seen in the last 20 years a revolution. Now you see films that just came out in theaters like, you know, the God's Not Dead series or the Jesus Revolution, all these incredible films that have high production values, great actors in them, and it's really changed. And I think what people are really coming to the realization here is that these films are stuff that we need, and they know because these films draw you closer to God, not further away.
Now, I'm going to ask you about being a Hollywood guy. Yeah. Now, I don't say that as a pejorative, and you're not really a Hollywood guy, but you kind of are. I mean,
you have to kind of be a little bit in it, but you don't want to be. You don't want to be part of it.
But talk about that, because you must rub elbows with a lot of people in your profession, in your industry, who aren't exactly like-minded.
No, you do, and the stuff that comes out of Hollywood, you can tell that it's not like-minded.
Correct.
A lot of agendas, a lot of different things going on there, and I think that there's just a fundamental misunderstanding of who we are. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do.
And I think that then kind of gets into there, and they take the different things they hear and the different what they think of Christians and everything like that, and they put you in this little box over here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then they'll sometimes alienate that box, you know.
Yeah.
And so I think, but the one thing I've seen about Hollywood is they're driven by the bottom line. So if there's money, they don't care. The agendas and everything, they'll throw them out the door for the money.
Funny how we'll look the other way.
That's right.
I had a great story. I once was on a billboard in New York City. Mm-hmm. And I love the theater community. I'm kind of a member of Actors Equity, and I do some theater on the side, and I invested in some Broadway shows. Yeah. I've got a Tony Award on my mantle for Pippin, and so I have a lot of friends in that world, in that space. And one day, and there was a conservative actor who walked out the stage door of a Broadway show he was in. He was with a grand dame of the theater. I won't mention her name, but she's been around for decades. And the big poster was up. It was a billboard. Mike Gallagher takes on liberal lunacy or something. And she said, and he's a friend of mine. She says, look at that guy, one of those big mouth conservatives in New York City. He says, well, actually, he's a big fan of the theater, and he's a big supporter of our show. And he's actually endorsed the show on the air. And she said, I love the guy. I want to meet him. I'm his biggest fan.
It's just like right away.
So principles, forget it about your ideology of money and bottom line.
It comes right together.
Michael Scott, founder and CEO of PureFlix, is with us here at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. I do, and on the same vein, I had a Broadway actor friend who tweeted out his faith and said that he didn't want to wear a mask in church, or he said, I want to sing to the Lord.
Exactly.
they fired him. The show fired him, and he sued him because it's like, so Christians, the days of Christians being persecuted, even in your industry, seem to be gone to me. I think there's such a strong measure of support. It certainly isn't as bad as it used to be.
No, it didn't. I think it is getting better, and I think you're seeing more and more people that have grown up in this, come from the Midwest, got into Hollywood, and now they're like, wait a second, I can do something that really resonates with me and my spirit and something that is faith-forward. And you're seeing more actors, more writers, more directors, all of these things coming over and saying, I'd love to tell a story like this. And so I think you'll continue to see that. I always say, when you swing the pendulum really far one way, guess what happens to that pendulum? Right. It comes back the other way eventually.
Right.
And so I think that's where we're at.
Tell us where PureFlix is at. Talk about this merger, because that's a game changer for your company. Tell us about the projects that PureFlix is involved in and what can be we looking for.
You know what? PureFlix has just been growing like crazy. We have over 1 million members now on the platform, which is awesome. And this merger that we're doing with Great American Media, they have broadcast TV stations, Great American Family and Great America Living. And this is going to give us we're all about reach. We want to reach more people. So it's wonderful we got 1 million. We want to grow to 2, 3, 4 million, right? But at the same time, having the broadcast channel that we can get out there and be able to put these types of movies out there, it'll allow us to get more content, have broader reach into different areas. So I think it's going to be a win, and it's going to be an absolute win for PureFlix and what we're going to do. I think overall, I think people should come and experience PureFlix. We got new movies coming out every week. Series coming. We have a new series coming out, Revelation Road on the End Times. We got a new God's Not Dead movie we're starting to shoot. We got a great Father's Day movie called God's Country Song. We got just some incredible stuff. And people, if they're looking for an alternative, I think right now in Hollywood, you know, people are tired of the dark content, right? It's like you watch it might be an interesting story, but you kind of feel, when you leave, you just feel heavy. You're like, what happened? And I think you can come to PureFlix, get inspired, hopeful, and see those faith messages. And so I say it to everybody, come and sign up at PureFlix.com and get it on any app.
PureFlix.com, it's available everywhere. And Michael Scott, it's great to see you here at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. Keep fighting the good fight, and all the best with all the great things you guys are doing.
Yeah, and thank you so much, Mike, for having us on and all the support you've given us over the years. This is how you make a difference. We reach those people, and they get out there, see something different with your show and stuff we're doing. So thank you, Mike.
Michael. Great to meet you. Thanks. Great seeing you again.
Good
great.
See
Thanks.
You.
Michael Scott, founder and CEO of PureFlix.
Yep.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.